This is the face of hunger in Sindh. To describe what is happening here as desperation trivializes the extent of the suffering. We spoke to Farzana as she was headed into the fray. She says she had no choice.
Our houses have fallen down. We don't have tents. We can't shade our children from the sun. Our houses have been submerged. I swear to God, there is nothing left. All our belongings have been washed away. We're poor, our children are sick. They are just sitting there.
Senior Army officers leading this relief operation tell us. Their orders are, use a light touch, help everyone. But making sure the weakest in the crowd, women, children, the sick and elderly, don't get pushed to the back of the line, often requires force.
The army's arrived at this village with much-needed humanitarian supplies, food mostly, and there's been a scramble at the supply truck because people here know that there is not enough for everyone. But they are still the lucky ones. Here across the way, where the road has been completely washed away, are people cut off from other villages, and they are just hoping that someone is able to swim some supplies over to them.
Who is the most deserving? Who should go first? Seems to be an impossible decision.
There is no reason to worry. God willing, everyone will get something. Okay, but calmly, wait your turn, and everyone will get help.
Reassurances bring peace, but only briefly. As the trucks begin to empty, panic returns, and people jump the queue once again. Flood survivors say not to do so is to choose death.
If we don't get food, we'll just eat dirt and die. What else can we do?
I don't have any bread. I don't have any water. All the children are starving.
Bringing order to the chaos caused by floods is an unenviable task, and one that has only just begun. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Piranabad Village, Sindh, Pakistan.